Draft Central is brought to you by Miller Lite.
This was a guy who was really a quick riser, especially his senior year and at the combine. The combine is the one that really put him into the top 10 because there was some uncertainty at what he could do in that 40-yard dash. Well, folks, he ran a 4.35 40 in Indianapolis, and if there's one area, even with Brandon Marshall gone, as we take a look at some highlights from his senior year at West Virginia, number 11 can take the top off the defense.
Yeah,
they've acquired Eddie Royal from the San Diego Chargers. He's more of a slot guy. Mm-hmm. We all know Alshon Jeffrey is one of those jump up and get it guys like Brandon Marshall was, but they still didn't have an over-the-top guy. Well, Kevin White brings not only size at 6'3 and 215 pounds, but with that 4.35 40, he's a guy we know can get behind the defenses, stretch the field, and allow the Bears in their passing game to do a little bit more damage, whether it's with a Royal, whether it's with a Jeffrey, or whether it's with a Forte or a Martellus Bennett.
Yeah, you know, the one thing that, you know, I guess people were looking at him and saying, well, how is he going to develop in terms of running routes? Because most of the time, with a guy with that kind of size and speed, well, you're going to throw things like this, fades and things, to take advantage of the height-speed ratio that he presents. The interesting thing is how quickly will he come along in Adams' offense and get things going from a route-running standpoint to really be able to help the offense in so many different ways. It's one thing to have that great down-the-field speed. It's another thing when you start running routes and getting very disciplined with working with your quarterbacks and understanding what you've got to do, how many steps you've got to take. When you go back and you watch veteran receivers, even the last couple of years, I'm watching Brandon Marshall, very disciplined route runner. And I think that's one of the things that he probably left as a legacy here for all these wide receivers to understand is how disciplined you have to be and the timing that you have to work out with your quarterbacks. Because most of the times on offense these days, it's all about the timing with the quarterback. He drops back, he finds that step, and he drives the football in there. You got to be coming out of that break and ready to receive.
And be able to open up the field for some of the other targets as well. As we watched a feed from the Auditorium Theater, Kevin White had that Bears hat on as he took the stage and got a real loud reception from the fans that were on hand because he's the hometown guy now. He's from West Virginia, but he is the guy right now for the Bears, the guy that Ryan Pace, John Fox have decided to hang their hat on, no pun intended. Some of the other numbers this year, Kevin White, 109 catches for 1,447 yards, 10 touchdowns for the Mountaineers. They get a guy from Virginia Tech a year ago in Kyle Fuller. They get a West Virginian here so far this year. In 2013, just to get an idea of the leap this guy made his senior year, and for some, you know, that was a sign of caution. Is he a one-year wonder? Well, in 2013, just 35 catches for 507 yards, all the way up to 109 this year. This guy improved by leaps and bounds. Spent a year at Lackawanna College before moving on to West Virginia, where he played two seasons there. Known to have a bit of a higher ceiling than Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper was the guy who could come in and do everything, but this Kevin White known to have a little bit of a higher ceiling, a little bit higher potential.